The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Let's crank hour three. It's Backbone Radio. Matt Dunn here, June 14th, 2020. Summer. Here it is. Are you feeling that summer vibe? Heading into an election, yes? Heading into November. And we're all ready for it to be really wild and woolly. It's going to be wild and woolly all the way. And I've talked in hour one, even in hour two, with Svetlana Lukova about the PSYOP going on and how we can protect our minds against all of this. And it's just getting started. And so I say that just so we are prepared to see everything. I mean, it's going to be the kitchen sink gets thrown, and then the refrigerator, and every household appliance is going to be thrown. And keep in mind, why does the Democrat media, establishment, ruling class, why do they have to do this? It's because Donald Trump is so darn talented. And we say, happy birthday, Donald Trump. Today's his birthday. President Trump just had 800,000 ticket requests to his next rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Do you have any idea? I mean, that is like record-shattering numbers to get 800,000 ticket requests to the next Trump rally. Biden would get basically squat if he announced he was going to do a rally, if he came out of his basement, if he dared to come out and hold a rally so he could stammer all over himself and commit one gaffe after another gaffe, the gaffe that keeps on giving, as somebody on Twitter tweeted my way recently. That's Joe Biden. There was a gigantic voter enthusiasm gap between Democrats and Republicans, and so why are you seeing all this? Why are you seeing the PSYOP? They're out of power, they're hosed, they're in trouble, and they have got to find some way to win in November. They're gonna call in everything they've got for November. So just expect it. And the media will play every possible conceivable trick on you. And yes, we know how to decipher all that. We know how to break through all that. Okay? Now, you might start to wonder, why the chaos? Why are we seeing all the chaos right now? And some of it is very unpopular chaos. As Svetlana Lukova said, who wants to get rid of the police? That is a very, very fringe of the fringe type attitude you're seeing from the left right now in America. And even the New York Times is having that op-ed. The headline, you know, yes, we mean it. We want to get rid of the police. We're not fooling around here. Joe Biden has come out trying to modulate that opinion a little bit, but they're doing some extremely unpopular stuff. And the American people, they see the riot stuff, and they don't like that. They don't go for that. I mean, that's unpopular, okay? Get rid of the police, that's unpopular. Rioting, that is unpopular. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this unpopular stuff? And so I have put my mind to work to try to think, you know, why would they be wanting to do this? I mean, maybe they want the chaos itself. The chaos is an end in itself. They want to associate Trump with chaos, something they've actually been trying to do for years. Oh, there's lots of chaos in the White House, and the staff is all chaotic, and people are coming and going, and it's chaotic. And if they can brand Trump the agent of chaos, then they can present themselves as the agents of calm and solutions. And, you know, if you just can get Joe Biden in there, then everything, all your troubles will go away. All the chaos will go away. Of course, don't buy that for a second, because not only would the chaos not go away, but your freedoms would go away. Second Amendment would go away. First Amendment would go away. All the other amendments would go away. The Constitution would go away. Yeah. So you got to vote in 2020 like your life and the future of your country depends on it. Spread the word. And we cannot allow ourselves to be intimidated. So much of this is the intimidation tactics of the left and the media. They want you intimidated. They want you scared. Again, so many flashbacks to 2016. All the intimidation tactics that went on then, they're going to put them on steroids now. Look at them go after Tucker Carlson, trying to intimidate Tucker Carlson, trying to intimidate Fox News, the last remaining host there, that are authentically out of the MAGA community. But you start thinking about why? And, you know, Joe Biden is, you know, he's lost a step or two or three. He's not a very good candidate. He probably polls better than the other Democrat candidates who are even worse, right? But Joe Biden is underperforming with black voters. Joe Biden severely lacks voter enthusiasm. And they just can't let Joe Biden go outside and campaign. So maybe somehow the Democrat masterminds are thinking that if we can get all this chaos going, if we can gin up all this chaos with our mainstream media, that somehow that helps Joe Biden, somehow that hurts Trump, somehow that helps Democrat fortunes in November for the all-important election. Maybe the Democrats need a distraction because, yeah, Spygate indictments are on the way. General Flynn could be on the verge of freedom. It's just exasperating watching all that with all the judges and the attorneys and, oh, the swamp stuff. But just keep at it. Keep hanging in there. Keep plowing on. And, what if Durham, A.G. Barr, cough up a Spygate indictment or two or three or four or ten? What if? What if General Flynn does go free? What might he have to say, huh? You think? You could start to add these things up and see, you know, there might be quite a few reasons why they want a lot of chaos right now to get everybody talking about the chaos. Let's focus on the chaos. Let's focus on the riots. Let's focus on these things. And I tend to minimize that around here. You know what I mean? I tend to find ways to focus on what is really, really important. What are the key issues? What are the underpinning issues? That's our goal around here. And to dispel the confusion, the disorientation, you know what I mean? So be not intimidated, all right, as you move forward. And when you feel that pit in your stomach starting to develop because you just got exposed to some CNN, you know, just back off of it, detach from it. Don't let that get you. Because that's where the PSYOP people want you. They want that feeling in your stomach. They want that dizzy feeling in your head, that hopeless feeling. That's what they want. And so whenever you feel it in you, I just say back away from it and understand what they're trying to do to you. That's where the stability comes in. That's where the American people can see through it and can work through it, okay? But we do have to see a lot of sickness in today's Democratic Party. So many sick things done by the Democrats. And it's interesting. It's hard to like hold a country together when one side gets so sick. And I would submit to you, the Democrats have gotten so sick. I mean, on the one hand, you look at what the riots are. On the other hand, you look at what these lockdowns are about. The blue states locking down, you know, to try to make the economy numbers look bad for Donald Trump. You know, when Donald Trump, you know, I've been talking for months about how Donald Trump is doing really, really well with black voters poll-wise. And Donald Trump is doing really well with poll data on the economy. And so for the Democrats to win in November, they have to somehow stop Donald Trump doing well with the African-American community, and they somehow have to stop Donald Trump's economy. And, oh, look at these things that are happening now. Oh, is this a coincidence, what we're seeing right now before us? Oh, they just happen to be an effort to go at Donald Trump's biggest strengths, right? But we talk about the sickness of the Democrats. I mean, just we've had to talk about this like Jeffrey Epstein stuff. I mean, how sick was everything to do with Jeffrey Epstein? How sick is it to see Democrats, Biden, Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, the American media closer to China than to America? You're actually seeing American ruling class members who have more allegiance to China than to the United States, even when China sent us the plague. How sick is that? How sick was everything to do with Spygate, right? Talk about no respect and regard for the rule of law. Everything to do with Spygate has been a complete sickness from the left. The first time we have not had a peaceful transition of power in American history, thank you to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. to the Democrats, who are the sorest losers in the history of the world. It's sick. We have to watch it. We have to deal with this. Like I said, you're trying to play chess with somebody, but what if the person you're playing chess with won't play by the rules and will just kick over the table the moment they feel like they're in a tight spot or they're losing or things aren't going their way? It's hard to run a civilized society this way, so you got to be alert. You got to pay attention. These are dangerous people who are in trouble right now, yes? And to see the way the Democrats look at the American flag on this flag day here, United States of America, June 2020, the disrespect for the flag, the discomfort with American patriotism, yeah, that doesn't go over on the left. What do you think of that? I mean, it's strange to see like one political party completely like turn its back on this country and get involved with such lawlessness and such sick behavior, ladies and gentlemen. And that, you know, that can make you, you know, concerned. But still, you got to realize that when you watch this, this is unpopular stuff. Defund the police? Democrats want to do that? No, thank you. That does not fly in the United States of America. Does not fly. And neither do the riots. People are looking at that saying, oh, no thanks. Nope. No thanks. All right. So keep these things in mind. I'm going to pick this up where we left off when we come back. It's Backbone Radio. It's Matt Dunn. After this.
News Talk 710 KNUS. News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS. I see the sun coming up at the funeral at dawn. With long broken arm of human law. Now it always seemed such a waste. She always had a pretty face. I wondered why she hung around this place.
Yeah, it's the son of Bob Dylan. Maybe you can tell. It's the Wall of Flowers. I always like this one. One hit light.
Hey, come on, try to let out. Nothing is forever. There's got to be something better than in the middle. Me and Cinderella. Put it all together. We can drive it home.
Yeah, one hit light.
One hit light.
That's all we need is one hit light. If we have to go without that, we're going to find a way to get there, ladies and gentlemen. And just do not be intimidated. Don't let your mind be intimidated, all right? Make sure you do read one article, Lee Smith, tabletmag.com, Obama to the rescue. Obama's running this thing. Oh, yeah. It's a brilliant article, Lee Smith. I've talked about him a lot over the years. Wrote that great book, The Plot Against the President, about Devin Nunes and what he's been up to on Spygate. But, yeah, apparently Barack Obama did not appreciate President Trump tweeting about Obamagate and all that. And I think a lot of what you're seeing right now is Obama's comfort zone response to President Trump bearing down on Obamagate and the real potential for Spygate indictments and General Flynn going free. Think about this. As far as intimidation tactics go, if we did not have a Second Amendment in this country, if we did not have the right to bear arms, think about that. How different would you be feeling right now? How would we all be feeling differently right now if we were not able to protect ourselves like that? Think about it. Democrats, they want to like throw your borders wide open. Democrats want the borders wide open. Bring every gang member ever into this country, right? Whoever, terrorist, doesn't matter. They want the wide open border. Then Democrats want to grab your guns, take your guns away. So wide open borders, take your guns, and now they want to get rid of your police force. Oh. But you ever think about that? You know what's going on right now in this country? How important it is to have that Second Amendment and how different that makes it? How much harder it is to intimidate the American people, to scare them, to frighten them, to disorient them? A lot harder when you have a Second Amendment. Thankfully, Democrats haven't gotten that done. That's another big deal. For this November election, make sure you vote. New York Times fired their opinion editor because they printed this opinion by Senator Tom Cotton, Republican senator, and everybody freaked out on the left. They just freaked. And I'll tell you what, the left is becoming a cult where they cannot allow dissident opinions within their own journalistic enterprises, right? If you have anything to say that is at all pro-Trump, well, they have to fire you. They have to cancel you. Do you see what we're dealing with? Some of these, and it's again, it's a small minority. It's a fraction of the population, but they've become a cult. Cult-like behaviors on display at the New York Times throughout the mainstream media. And they're very, very brittle. And just remember, as tight as sometimes your stomach might get when you read the news, imagine how much tighter it is to be on the left and realize that they've got Joe Biden, who's like a terrible candidate, and that the economy is coming back gangbusters under President Trump. Oh, man. Get ready for the economic slingshot. You saw the 2.5 million new jobs last month. Let's hear Kayleigh McEnany talk about the transition to greatness. Let's hear this one.
The transition to greatness has officially begun. Friday's jobs report was encouraging, to say the absolute least. The jobs in this country, we had more than 2.5 million added. The prediction was that 7.5 million jobs would be lost. This was a 10 million swing toward the positive side, and in fact, the greatest number of jobs created in a single month on record. That is extraordinary. 225,000 manufacturing jobs, 464,000 construction jobs, and 1.2 million leisure and hospitality jobs were all added in May.
And so the Democrats know that we're going to start seeing growth numbers, 5, 10, 20% even, jobs growth numbers that are going to be breaking records heading into the fall. And so the blue state governors need to shut down their economies. They need to maintain the shutdowns. They need to punish their own blue state people in order to try to punish Donald Trump. Isn't that amazing? The mindset of this cult on the left. They're going to shut down their own states to try to make the overall economy look bad. Yeah, and quite a mindset, quite a desperate mindset, really is. And by the way, with all these riots, I'm off to the phones in 1 second, with all these riots going on, doesn't that sort of undermine the vote-by-mail thing, a Democrat cheat strategy for 2020? You got to vote by mail because you couldn't go outside because you might get coronavirus, right? Well, Kayleigh addressed that one too.
The president seems pretty unconcerned so far about November and the COVID situation and whether people are going to be afraid to go to the polls or whether there's going to be a lot of delays because of the COVID. He recently said it's a long way off, I think meaning that the pandemic would have died down by then, essentially. But given that it hasn't actually gone away, you know, people are still dying every day and there are some spikes, and it's not that far away, 5 months. Are any measures being taken at all to guarantee that this election is going to go smoothly and everyone who wants to vote can vote?
Yeah, well, I've not seen much criticism of the protest and socially distance and mitigation efforts. I think there's a way to safely vote if you can safely protest, and that's what the president would like to see. There's a way to safely vote. There's a way to safely go to church. And you're asking a hypothetical about something 5 months from now at a time, ironically, when the media hasn't expressed much outrage about a lack of mitigation efforts taken by some of the protesters.
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding. Kayleigh McEnany, brilliant set of points there. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Charlene. Charlene, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just want to say I'm so glad that we can finally use that word PSYOPs. You know, for a long time that was off limits, you know, like deep state was off limits, but now we can talk about it.
PSYOPs,
Until we can talk about it, we really can't understand it or push back against it. But, you know, that's just amazing how the IC, the intelligence community and the media, they float in and out of each other, you know, each other's departments. And then they use these mass, they're brainwashing techniques that they use on other countries, just like that Laura Logan.
Exactly.
I think that's her name. To conquer these other countries. And now they're using it on their own citizens.
Yes.
And that's what we're being subjected to. And, you know, they know what to leave in and they know what to take out. You know, just like it on the news just then, I heard they said, well, Trump is going to resume his rallies and the health agencies don't think that's such a good idea.
But I bet they don't. It's great to go out and protest and riot, but Trump having a rally? No way.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Then they leave out the part that they said that it was racism, protesting racism was more important than fighting corona. Remember that? They came out with that statement.
Oh, yeah.
When people were.
The healthcare workers came out with that to their everlasting disgrace.
Yeah. So So they have these techniques, and you know, I think one, the biggest one is the dividing and conquering. And you know, I'm just trying to think of a way, you know, not to play into that. And you know, with the social media, they have us so whipped up into a frenzy, and you know, there's just a lot of hatred between liberals and conservatives and Democrats and Republicans, and that is, I don't think they can these other techniques can work without first dividing.
Well, yeah, exactly. They want us divided. They gain power from division. They do, Charlene, but it's not going to work.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Wanna believe that you don't have a bad bone in your body. But the buzz is on your ego, make it go wow, 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 yeah.
Yeah, the media is going to portray us as divided. The media is the mirror that the American people look into. And what if this mirror is sliced and diced and turned in multiple different directions to distort and disfigure what we see when we look into that mirror to divide us? When no, the American people are far more united than you'd have any idea by looking to that mirror. And it, the people that run that mirror are doing that to gain political power. Important that we understand that. And the mainstream media is right now, as caller Charlene just pointed out, they're in the middle of this crazy two-step. And I don't know if they think they can actually pull this off. But where they, you know, were arresting people for walking along a beach somewhere by themselves because of the coronavirus thing. But then they turn around and flip on a dime literally like the next day and say, no, 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 it's good to go out and protest. Get out there and protest by the thousands. Don't need to wear a mask to do that. Just go protest. These huge crowds, you know, you've seen. Is that how Democrats can get crowds going? Anyway, somehow the media says that that's okay. That's all good now. And then after that kind of maybe plays itself out to the extent that it is played out, then they turn around and say, no, 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 no. But we still can't open the economy in these blue states. You still can't open your business in these blue states. And oh, for sure, Trump still can't have a rally in which 800,000 tickets have been requested to his next rally in Tulsa. Now, the healthcare concept there is I don't understand how the healthcare people could flip on a dime like that. How can that happen? How can these healthcare people flip on a dime and exhibit that naked partisanship to say, nope, it's important to get out and protest, but then you cannot have a rally and you cannot open up an economy? I mean, how do you square that? Oh, and they're going to still push for the mail-in ballot. I mean, one thing that is for sure is that the protests and the riots have destroyed the argument that people cannot go out and vote, but they have to have a mail-in ballot. I mean, that should be clear to us, but the media is going to be just absolutely sending these messages that are confusing, right? I mean, the media just flip on a dime and brazen hypocrisy, right? And when you see such brazen, total hypocrisy from one day to the next without an explanation of how you can flip so thoroughly from one day to the next, it creates that disorienting feeling. But step back from that and just realize it's all about them trying to get Trump in November. That's what all of this is about. Democrats are playing a very weak hand heading into the fall with a very weak candidate and very weak voter enthusiasm. And they have got to find a way to change those dynamics. And that's what we're seeing. So just when things seem confusing, just step back and realize, oh, no, it's all about them trying to win in November. They'll say anything. They'll do anything. They'll lie. They'll cheat. They will steal. Okay, that's how I view it. And I would say this, in a fair fight, in a fair election, Donald Trump wins this in November, hands down. If there's cheating, if they can cheat, then you start getting worried about the election. That's where I come down. If it's a fair election, Trump wins. If there's too much cheating, then the Democrats and Biden might have a chance. So spread the word. Do not be intimidated. Now, another thing we've been looking at here is the military-industrial complex is coming forward. You've got John Bolton coming out criticizing Donald Trump. You've got Mad Dog Mattis, another general, coming out criticizing Trump. You've got John Kelly criticizing Trump. Oh, now, that might be the kind of thing that could cause you anxiety. But step back and realize this. Why is the military-industrial complex coming out and criticizing Trump? Well, Trump has not given them their wars. Bolton, Mattis, Kelly, they want their wars. They want more wars. That's what they're built for, more wars. Think of that last disastrous few wars that we've been in. How was Libya? How good was that? Really bad. How good was the Iraq War? That was a mistake predicated on an intelligence community made-up falsehood about Saddam's WMDs. And so Trump shows up and he campaigned on a platform of no more unnecessary, ridiculous, endless wars. And so he has lived up to that, totally 100%. And, of course, the military-industrial complex and that General Milley throw him in there. They're not happy. Hey, we want our wars. Yeah, give them to us. We're going to criticize Trump if he won't let us have our wars. So look at it like that, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that, you know, when you need a just war, you need a just war. We've talked about World War II here earlier in this program. But if it's not a just war, and it's just going to be the kind of thing that enriches the military-industrial complex, the people that are attached to that, no thank you. You can't use our rural sons and daughters as your chattel in your power games. Say that to the ruling class, to the elite. And so don't be surprised by some of that, and you're seeing a lot of that pop up. And by the way, yeah, again, this economy stuff, I mean, Larry Kudlow this morning, he was excellent, excellent talking to both Maria Bartiromo and to Jake Tapper. And this clip, I'll do this one from CNN, where Kudlow's talking about how things are coming along great, things are improving, and Jake Tapper, CNN, is like, he's waiting, tries to enter, his mouth is open, he's unhappy, he doesn't want to hear the good news. Let's hear Larry Kudlow, Trump economic advisor, this morning.
This is a turning point in the economy. Besides the great jobs numbers, you've had a lot of positive green shoot indicators, Jake, and we don't want to interrupt that. Besides the job figures, you're going to get big, big retail sales numbers reported next week on Tuesday. Already department and merchandise sales week to week are above year-ago levels. You've got an Apple Mobility Index that's practically pre-pandemic, showing that people are traveling. You've got new business applications are skyrocketing. And by the way, small businesses are now about 80% reopening. So this is all positive news coming off the pandemic. We are in the recovery stage.
Oh, I can't tell you how painful that was for Jake Tapper at CNN to have to sit and listen to that good economic news. Oh, it was excruciating for CNN. Oh, they're rooting against America. They're rooting against the economy. That is the left today. It is amazing. It is a sight to behold. Man, Kudlow talking to Maria Bartiromo. Here's his summary from his Fox Business interview this morning. Listen to this one.
Still reward people to go back to work, and we'll go on till the end of the year. So I think there's a whole panoply. I want to move from the rescue phase to the economic growth incentive phase. I think we can get 20% growth in the second half.
Wow.
The president rebuilt this economy to begin with, as you know. There's no reason why we can't apply the same incentives, lower taxes, lower regulations, better trade deals, so we can rebuild the economy in 2021 and beyond. I think it's there. I think the recovery has started, and it will be faster than almost anybody believes. That's my view, and I think the president shares that view. And, you know, I'm the optimist. I always have been. Americans will get through this.
Absolutely. And 20% growth in the second half sounds great. Real quick, Larry, as we go here, do you think you can get the unemployment rate below 10% by year end?
Yes, I do. A number of forecasters are now talking about that. And yes, I think you're going to see huge job gains, Maria, in each of the next several months, which is certainly going to get us off on the right foot.
Okay. Larry Kudlow talking to Maria Bartiromo, the great Maria Bartiromo, this morning. And again, to hear those kinds of good, positive things said about the economy and to get that jobs report that came out last week, 2.5 million new jobs, blowing away the record. I mean, that was like multiple times a record. We've gone through this natural disaster with the coronavirus, and now we're going to snap back, and we're going to snap back just in time for November. And oh, look out, look out. Democrats are going to have to find a way to try to stop that, spike that, blunt that, not let it happen. Watch the blue state governors. Watch what they're going to do. Punish their own people. Because it's all about getting Trump, is it not? Let's get to the phone lines. And John and Parker. Hello, John. And what are you seeing, sir?
Hello, doctor. Thanks again. You always shine a light of hope on Sundays, looking towards the next week.
Oh, you bet.
I'm thinking that the rally could be a good thing, and especially if you know, everyone has helped out with masks and helped out with them, not really worried about their behavior unless some, you know, anarchist plants go in to try to cause trouble. But that should demonstrate that, you know, how well people can behave in a big crowd.
Oh, yeah. They're going to try to disrupt those rallies. Make no mistake about that. And they did that in 2016. They did that in 2015. It's going to be the same old tactics, and they'll try to somehow frame Trump supporters as mean, negative, nasty people and all that. But that's what they're going to do no matter what. So, you know, you got to have the rallies. And, of course, they're going to blame them if there's any, you know, they're going to try to cast them as some problem with coronavirus, but they're going to not do anything with the protests. I mean, that those are fine, right? The virus won't affect a protester, but it will a Trump rally, right?
Well, we should see in the next 3 weeks the reality of what the virus does with these protests.
Yep. And you're already seeing the media go back into, well, there's some spikes here and there. But if you start looking deeper, like at the hospitalizations in Arizona and so forth, I'm not persuaded that it's all that's cracked up to be. So we'll see.
Difficult to find the truth.
Have you noticed that? That it's kind of like almost deliberate confusion out there?
It's very difficult to find the truth.
It is very difficult, and that's where I say step back, be patient, try to detach a little bit, but make sure that you carry on unintimidated and with renewed vigor to see things turn out properly in November. How's that sound, John?
Got my shot for the week, thanks.
Right on. Thank you, John. All the best to you. And it's Backbone Radio. It's Matt Dunn here. We'll come back for a final segment after this.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Take this one to heart, folks. The Eye of the Storm. Sacred number. This Sunday.
When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet. Between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. And when I'm feeling like I've been let down by my friends and my family, I can hear the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
The eye of the storm. Mm-hmm. And tell you what, we're going to be walking through all of this and more heading into November. One way to counteract the psyop is to nurture a little bit of faith. A little bit of faith can help us through what we're going to be going through. And I'll just say, you know, just be ready for it. Like I said, kitchen sink, refrigerator, stove, every household appliance will be thrown. You're going to see it all between now and November 3rd. November 3rd, let's make it happen. Let's save this country. I mean, let's just do that. What do you say? By the way, in terms of Spygate accountability, I have a bunch of audio here. I won't take time for it tonight because we're out of time. But Richard Grenell, the guy who's done all this great declassification and the sunlight into Obamagate, he says this about A.G. Barr. I mean, listen to this. Rick Grenell, when he says this, my eyebrows go up a little. Actually, do we have that? Let me start that again. Is that not on? Oh, Rick Grenell. Anyway, I'll try it one more time. Looks like it's not happening there. Anyway, Rick Grenell says a lot of good things about A.G. Barr, and he says that we are very lucky to have him. Very lucky to have A.G. Barr. And let's see, do we have any audio right now? Because I wanted to play that Laura Logan one more time before we go. Is it back on? Okay, let's see if it'll work. This is Rick Grenell.
There's one thing that I can say is that Bill Barr is a great American who wants to be thorough. He wants to be fair. He looks at the details, and we're really lucky to have him.
That gives me hope on Spygate. Rick Grenell is a total 100% patriot who knows what's been happening. And when he throws that kind of praise on A.G. Barr, it makes me think, by gosh, we might get some Spygate accountability. Yeah. So I like that. And real quick, just so we know the PSYOP and what we're going to be experiencing between now and then, I've had a lot of callers talk about this. This is the Laura Logan talking about the weapon of war being used by Democrats and General McChrystal against the American people heading into November. This is what we're facing. Just understand it, and it'll help put you at ease in some ways. Laura Logan, let us know.
A lot of discussion on television about the politicization of the pandemic and a lot of blame cast, right, on Trump and our GOP for doing that. But what people are ignoring is something really critical that was reported in the Washington Post on the 1st of May. There's this article, and here it is. I have it here, which is not something I often do, but this is so significant to me that I wanted to make sure I had it printed out. The headline is about technology that was once used to combat ISIS propaganda is being employed by a Democratic political action committee, a super PAC, basically, to counteract Trump's messaging on the coronavirus and his handling of the coronavirus. And this super PAC has enlisted the assistance of General Stanley McChrystal, who many of your viewers will recognize his name. And he has openly stated in this article, it's a whole piece about it, the Washington Post has no problem with this, that they're taking a weapon of war that was designed to counter ISIS and Al-Qaeda, in other words, U.S. enemies, and they're using it against the U.S., against American citizens in this country. And they say, in their own words, it's to combat online efforts to promote President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. So if you've got a Republican governor in Florida who's succeeding, that's not a message they want to hear. You want to know how they'll combat it? Well, I'll tell you what. They're going to use artificial intelligence and network analysis to map a discussion of the president's claims on social media, and then seek to intervene by identifying the most popular counter narratives and boosting them through a network of more than 3.4 million social influencers across the country. And some of those people will be paid by them. So I think what people may not understand about this is you're taking a weapon of war that the United States developed to use against its foreign enemies, and a former U.S. general is using that technology and those tactics with a political action committee. And they're using it against to counter Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. That is deeply political. And it's also, you know, you can speak to many people in the intelligence community who will tell you right. that it's also illegal, never mind unethical. And that's where I think the
I'm
real,
surprised.
That's where the heart of the media issue lies over the virus.
Okay, so that's Laura Logan on Fox News. That clip's from a couple of weeks ago, talking about the weapon of war going to be used by the Democrat PACs and the mainstream media, with the help of General Stanley McChrystal. Pay him a few dollars. Like I said, he'll turn the tanks against his own people. What a psyop. I mean, talk about desperate. You know, think about all these tricks and all these, like, things that the Democrats are having to do, like all the Spygate tricks and the Obamagate tricks and the spying on your political opposition and, yeah, making up all the stuff about Russia, the collusion hoax and the impeachment hoax. They're working so hard with all these tricks and all these stunts. Isn't it just easier to just go out and lead on the issues and represent the will of the American people and get right by the American people in terms of the Constitution, in terms of what you want to see your country to have a secure border and a good economy and lower tax, things like that? It's much easier. That's why Trump has the crowds and Biden is like in his basement. All these tricks, where have they gotten you, Democrats? Wouldn't it just be easier to get out and lead on the issues rather than have to run psyops on the people? Come on. Come on. Don't you respect your country a little bit more than that and your fellow countrymen and women? Come on. Let's just have an election and, you know, let the issues play out, right? Could you do that? All this unpopular stuff about getting rid of the cops? Wow. I mean, they think that's going to work. It's just like showing you who they are, ladies and gentlemen. I know we're about out of time here, but Peter in Denver, thank you for checking in. And real brief-like, but what's on your mind?
Yeah, Matt, good to have you back live again.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, I was listening to Fox Sunday News last week. And on the final segment, they had a woman on. I don't know her name, but she was an economic expert from the left. And she was saying that most of these 2.5 million jobs are jobs for white people. And, of course, there was no follow-up. But what exactly are white people jobs, I was wondering. Could you help me out there?
That is so ridiculous, Peter, that you heard somebody say that. That's like desperate spin. Black unemployment has been at all-time historic lows under President Trump and is going to be heading right back to that same location. And once you get rid of having China do all of our manufacturing and so forth and have China take over for our own American middle and working classes, everybody in this country gets jobs, and that's why Donald Trump has been so successful with African Americans, Hispanics, and Asians, and everybody else. But I'm glad you caught that, Peter. That's amazing. That's desperate. Anyway, I guess I might have lost you there, but thank you for working that in. Saddle Pals, let's come back next Sunday and let's do it again. Till then, stay groovy.
We are better together. News Talk 710 KNUS Denver. The news now. This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Sam Litzinger. Some encouraging news on the coronavirus front. The U.S. has recorded 382 virus deaths in 24 hours. That's